Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, third hour on this Football Friday. We'll say a little Ryder Cup as well, a little Golf Friday too. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, the Tiki and Tierney Show, coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. You know, it's still early. It is, as and with the extra game, 17 games now, it's even extra early, obviously, because you have another week to kind of get right. But there are some really big games. And this segment, by the way, next segment, I just bumped into him in the hallways, feeling very confident, by the way. Just Sharp Tierney said he's ready. He's just right. Let everybody know he's out there.
Make you sure.
He's ready to rock. So Sharp Tierney coming up next segment, get you some more winners. What did he dish out? Seven winners last week?
Seven last week.
All right, back on the track. So
Forget week one. Uh-huh. My fault, because I wasn't here.
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying, and I think he might be right. But even though it is early, right? You know, there are some storylines. I mean, the Colts are 0-2. We know about that. Carson Wentz going to try to play. I think the Saints and the Pats is an interesting matchup because Jameis had a great week one, didn't play well last week. Mac Jones not really tested yet. Big Ben, you know, they're 1-1. The pec injury. The Bengals have enough weapons. They could clip you if you're not playing right.
Yep.
The Cardinals, they're playing the Jags. It's more about Kyler Murray's campaign for the MVP. The Vikings, they've yet to win a game. They're finally home. Zimmer, does he really want to start 0-3? Aaron Rodgers going to play the Niners in Santa Clara. You know, horrendous game, great game, a little cocky this week, told us it was our fault for being trolls. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Rodgers does. It is early, but there's some really important storylines in week three.
There's a bunch of important games, including the Giants, and it's going to be a great Sunday for fans who love the nostalgia of the New York Giants because Eli Manning's jersey is getting retired. He's going to get put into the Ring of Honor. So it'll be a great game pregame. A great moment pregame, I should say.
Are they doing halftime or pregame? Probably halftime, right?
It might be halftime. You're probably right.
Because most of the fans are still in the parking lot. I know I used to still be up there.
Yeah, you're right.
Until...
It probably will be halftime. But I don't know. It's a lot.
What did you do when you got in the Ring of Honor? You guys did halftime.
I did halftime, but he's also having his jersey retired. So. Yeah.
Either way, a great day for Giant fans. A great day for Eli.
Which means
well deserved.
That the game better be in Giants' favor.
Yeah, like, yeah. And
by the way, they're 0-2 right now. And they played well in the second game against Washington on last Thursday night, but they found a way to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And a team that we felt was not in dire straits, but could be getting better, they're in dire straits now. They have to win this game against a bad Atlanta Falcons team.
So. I think the Giants are going to play very well. If Slayton catches that pass.
It is halftime, by the way.
It is halftime. If Slayton catches that pass, they beat Washington,
yep.
And it's a totally different vibe. Daniel Jones played very well. Falcons are going nowhere. I'm not saying the Giants going anywhere necessarily because the O-line's still a bit of an issue, but I think that they're going to play well. I think the Giants, for at least a week, will kind of, you know, suspend the thought that, all right, things are free-falling here. I think the G-men look good. We'll see. I mean, every time one of these young quarter, Justin Fields going to get some real reps. We'll see what he does. Trevor
yep.
Lawrence. Has not looked very good. I mentioned the Cardinals. They're playing them. The Cardinals look good. We'll see. And we'll also see Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
Now, what we'll see from Odell, I don't really know. He's pumped to get back on the field, and they kind of need him without Jarvis Landry. And here's Odell, who, you talk about bad cells, he's one of those guys. He's been banged up a lot. Time to come back from yet another injury. Here he is.
This is the third time going through being on that surgery table, so it's just a different feeling. The first time when he came back from the ankle, it was tough to overcome that. I felt like this time it was a lot easier in the process. More of a spiritual healing, I would say.
Question for you, Teek. You know, and not to reset, at this point, nobody cares about him with the kicking net mm-hmm. and on the boat before yeah. the play, but we know his history, right? But for somebody that, you know, has had a penchant for kind of thrusting himself in the headlines unnecessarily, in addition to incredible play on occasion, yeah. do you think that this latest absence from the game can almost be a cathartic, maybe a deeper appreciation for what he has, and maybe it works now?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Look, in some ways, I think that's a good way to put it, simply because, you know, Odell's not young anymore. He's not old, but he's not young anymore. He'll be 29 this season in November. Mm. So a month and a half.
He'll
be 20. Exactly.
That was quick.
It feels like he was, you know, just in the second or third year with the Giants a couple of years ago, but he's going to be 29 this year. He really hasn't fulfilled all of the potential that we saw early in his career. It's like, dude, this guy might, I mean, remember he's breaking all the records for, you know, receptions and touchdowns.
Absolutely.
Early on in his career, it's like, dude, this guy's going to be exceptional. Like, Hall of Fame is, I mean, it's already there. And he's faltered over the last couple of years, injury-wise, and then also just, you know, falling out of favor with the Giants and getting traded. And so, yeah, there is an appreciation. It's like, it's a privilege to do what you do and to be great at it. And I think he maybe has matured. It took him a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you can't play the game that you love and you're watching other people do your job, there's nothing more motivating than that. So,
yep.
Yeah, I think your instinct is right on that.
I can't prove this, but, you know, you go back to his history and the injuries may have still occurred, so yeah. Maybe it's a moot point here. But, you know, the one-handed grab was almost a disservice. Like, it thrust him on the map.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you knew him at LSU.
True.
You know, he was very talented, blah, blah, blah.
It made him a meme.
Yeah, it made him a meme when memes were just starting.
Yeah.
And if you go back to, and I'm sure he's probably still doing this, but if there was a while where it felt like Odell was more concerned with putting on a show during pregame, mm-hmm. the one-handed grabs in the end. He knew everything was going to make social media.
Yeah.
I'm not saying not to have a little bit of fun. You're a young athlete. You're putting yourself in harm's way. You bust your tail, getting ready for the game. Go out and have fun.
Yeah.
Celebrate. Do your thing. But it seemed like he was too preoccupied, too consumed with being something that one catch against Dallas almost, we almost expected it out
That's
of
right.
him. And
That's
he
right.
bought into it.
Yeah. And
to his demise, to an extent.
You're right. And really what you got to focus on is being great every night or every day and not necessarily being a highlight on social media.
Like Julio Jones, like Hopkins, yeah. like guys like that. No doubt about it. All right. I hope he plays well because I want to see the Browns have a monster season.
Yeah.
I really do. I want to see the Browns. I've got the Browns going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I've got the Browns and the Bucks meeting.
And this weekend is a big game for them, playing the Chicago Bears, hosting the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, obviously, is starting in that game. So you know that, you know, the focus should be on the Browns' defense, which is, you know, not playing really up to the snuff, per se. I mean, they're 21st in scoring defense, which is surprising, but they did play the Chiefs, and the Texans put up 21 points on them. The Chiefs put up 33, so it's only a two-game sample. Their defense should get back on par, but, you know, you got a rookie quarterback and Justin Fields making his first start.
Yep.
Get after him. It's on the Browns defense. You know, forget what Odell's going to do on the other side. This is about the Browns defense stepping up and taking care of a rookie and making them feel it.
Mm-hmm. So the Browns have a little pressure, and I know that TV just put up the stats here, you know, not to just start regurgitating stats, but I'll pick something from that screen that I think is interesting that's got to change, and I'm not so sure that it will radically change, but third down percentage, I mean, if you want to beat teams like the Chiefs, if you want to beat teams like maybe the Chargers, the Bills, we all think the Bills will get their act together. The good teams, the Raiders, if the Raiders can keep this rolling, you can't be the 21st rated team in terms of third down efficiency on offense.
Yeah,
you can't.
You're right. And this might be their last, I don't want to say easy, but like game that feels like they have an advantage.
Talking about the Browns?
Yeah.
What do they have the next month?
So at Minnesota.
Okay.
Now Minnesota's 0-2, but they've been playing well. They've just been losing.
Yep, that's true.
At the
they could be 0-3. They're playing Seattle this weekend, but I mean, so we'll see.
At the Chargers.
Yep.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Denver, who's playing great.
Denver's good.
Pittsburgh, who, you know, I mean, who knows?
It's always a rivalry, so you know it is what it
is. Exactly. At Cincinnati, at New England.
Yeah.
And then they have the Lions. I mean, you got to get to week 11.
That's a while before you get a little respite there, to your point. Interesting.
And their bye week is late. It's week 13.
That's too late. I don't think that that's fair.
Agreed.
That's too late in the season. So let's do a little Chargers-Chiefs here. You know, the Chargers that lost to Dallas, you can make the case there was some... Really, both sides. McCarthy with the whole clock issue, which was just weird. I thought there were some really bad penalties that went against the Chargers. To be fair, I thought there were a couple of penalties that went against Dallas as well. But big plays that kept points off the board for the Chargers. And I thought the Chargers were going to win that game. We've been touting the Chargers all summer.
Mostly because of their quarterback.
But also because of Keenan Allen and also Austin Ekeler. I mean, and also Derwin James. I'm like, not just about their quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they have better coaching this year. You know, no disrespect to, why am I forgetting his name? He was fired after a couple of years. Anthony Lynn had a lot of issues with the clock and down in time management at the end. I mean, I just think they're going to be a more buttoned up unit. He was a disaster at the end of games. It is what it is. But the Chargers have to show us a little something here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't even have to win the game, although you'd love to see it if you're a Charger fan. But if we're going to tout them all summer and take that energy into the regular season and almost make an excuse like, well, you got a little hosed by the refs and you probably should have beat Dallas, you got to come out and you got to show you can hang with the big boys.
Yeah.
Let's see a full performance from the Bolts.
Yeah, look, I don't love stat searching, or especially this early in the season, but they have one of the oddest stat lines in the NFL right now. They're the fifth rated offense in football, so they're putting up a ton of yards. They are the 27th rated scoring offense, and they have been abysmal. In the red zone touchdown. They've been there 10 times, which is a lot of trips in the red zone in two games.
It's a lot.
And they've only scored 3 touchdowns out of those 10
trips. What's the average percentage in the NFL red zone? Where do you want to be?
You want to be 50,
55% touchdowns?
Or so percent touchdown or so.
Mm-hmm.
They're 30% and 31st in the NFL. Look, they're converting on third down. They're doing all the things right.
Yep.
Like, they're keeping the ball. They're moving downfield. But they're short-circuiting once they get into the red zone. And, look, they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 1-1. The Chiefs are also 1-1. But why this game is so important is because both the Denver Broncos, who are playing the Jets, and the Las Vegas Raiders, who are playing the Dolphins, with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, are likely to end this weekend 3-0.
At least one of them's coming out with
a 3,
and probably both.
And so one of these teams, either the Chargers or the Chiefs, are going to be 1-2.
Yep.
And so this game is important.
A huge
point. Simply for divisional supremacy in a sense, or in the early part of the season. So there's a lot that's got to get done. We know what we can expect from Kansas City. I mean, we've talked about them ad nauseum for the last couple of years because they've been so great. This is really on Kansas City. I mean, really on Los Angeles, the Chargers, fixing the little things that they're doing wrong in the red zone so that they can keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's an outstanding point about, you know, we fixate so much on Kansas City, but the other two teams right now, they're the ones who are setting the tone. Everybody's looking up at the Broncos and the Raiders. And again, the Dolphins' O-line's a disaster. You mentioned Jacoby Brissett's playing. Tua's out. I think the Raiders win that game.
I
feel pretty confident. Look, Denver's going to beat the Jets, you would imagine.
That's
both
teams
3-0.
And here's the reality.
You can't fall to 1-2.
If Kansas City goes down 1-2, if they fall to 1-2.
Kansas City or the Chargers?
Kansas City. They fall to 1-2. They're scoring 35 points a game. They're going to be okay. If the Los Angeles Chargers go to 1-2, scoring 18 points a game.
That's going to change, though. You know
I agreed, but I don't know. They're 30% in the red zone, dude.
Did they miss Hunter Henry? They got rid of him as tight end?
Maybe.
I'm sure he helped them in the red zone.
Without a doubt. He's in New England now.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, right? Those easy throws to tight ends are important in the red zone. But if the Chargers go down to 1-2, I mean, can they recover from that with Brandon Staley as a rookie head coach?
I like Staley.
I do too, but he's a rookie head coach.
I got you.
We'll see. So this is an important game for the Chargers, maybe even more so than the Kansas City, even though 1-2 is at stake for both.
What time it is?
This is ridiculous. I tell you.
I actually watched it last week, right? Uh-huh. I watched the segment last week.
Nice.
I really never. Why would I watch the show?
Just tell me my intro. How was the intro?
I'm out of my mind. I'm such a clown when it comes to this, but it's fun. I mean, it's getting wacky. Wait till you see the prop I got today. Oh yeah, I'm going 19. I got a little LL Cool J hat. Oh, wait till you see this hat. Sharp Tierney is ready. Picks are coming. It is time to drop some winners on you, and we'll do that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. It's about that time when the guy I call my radio partner turns into someone else. Might be thinking he has a little bit of a psychological issue. But we have fun doing it. It's time for Sharp Tierney.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here he comes. Come on, come on. Love him for the money. Come on, love him for the sharp talk. As we said last week, the sharpest sharp west of the East River. East of the Hudson River, the guarantor of guaranteed picks and wins, Brandon Sharp Tierney. What up?
Boy. What's up, Teakster? How we doing, brother? How we doing?
I'm loving it, bro.
We had a good week. We won so much money. We got some new kicks.
Hey, congrats on the Hall of Fame nomination.
I appreciate you,
was telling me.
Thank you, man.
I heard.
I love the Kango.
Awesome. Like it, right?
The Kango's pretty tight. You got your glasses under your glasses?
Got it all, brother. We got everything we need. We got all the toys, all the trinkets, all the bells and whistles. Thanks for the introduction. As
You're
always,
very welcome.
I appreciate that, buddy. Listen, last week was a lot better than week one. Week one was not good. Week two was great. 7-3 against the spread. Got a lot of winners all time. 459, 387, and 30. That's a healthy 55%. Now, I do want to tell you, I pointed out, remember last week I started messing around, I went back-to-back overs. Like, I was doing things that I never did to end the negative mojo since you weren't here and things got awry and week one was sloppy. Well, even though I'm hot now, I'm actually doing something I've never done before. So let's get into it. You guys know the drill by now. 4 college, 6 NFL. Be smart with the funds. Don't bet what you don't have. Take this somewhat seriously, but also understand that it's gambling. And with that being said, let's start hammering out some dubs. Let's go.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
And the Kango. Don't forget the Kango, Mr. Voice Guy. All right, so what does your boy, aside from winning, what does your boy like to do to set the weekend off on the right track?
Friday night special.
A little FNS. Here it is, the old acronym, Friday Night Special tonight. And we had one last week. We nailed the first one of the season. Hopefully, we keep the mojo rocking. Charlotte Modest 3 host in Middle Tennessee State. Now, keep in mind, Middle Tennessee State, their third straight road game, so they're tired. They're not particularly good to begin with, and now they haven't been home for basically a month, and they only average 14 points a game, and both losses have been by double digits. So when I look at the Charlotte side, I see, all right, is there enough balance here? Yeah, I like their quarterback, Chris Reynolds. Yeah, I like their running back, Calvin Camp. Yeah, I like their top wideout, Grant DuBose. The 49ers is the nickname. They're 2-1 on the season. They're laying a nominal number, -3. They're at home, Friday night special. Give me the Niners, -3. All right. Now, this I know for a fact we've never done. We're going 2 Friday night specials. Not one, but 2. And one of them involves somebody I've been pumping up a lot. Malik Willis. Liberty's playing tonight. So if you don't know about Malik Willis, you should, because he might go first overall. He's at the Syracuse Carrier Dome. And I don't care if Roddy Cicely shows up. I don't care if Lawrence Moten shows up. I don't care if Carmelo Anthony shows up to root on the Orange Men. They're not winning this game. Liberty is just... Now, by the way, Syracuse is not a doormat. They're actually a little better this year. Liberty's just good. Hugh Freeze is good. Malik Willis is terrific, and I like this number as well. Liberty 13-4 against the spread in their last 17. A nice trend that Sharp Tierney identified early in the week. Liberty 3-0. Cuse is 2-1. Liberty laying 6.5 points. Last year they played 38-21. Flames took it. Tonight, not calling for a rout. We don't need a rout. Just win by at least 7, and we go to the bank. Liberty -6.5, second Friday night special. All right, how about this? Sometimes you just gotta go for the low-hanging fruit, you know? Wyoming, the Cowboys, cowboy up. Don't get cantankerous right here now, T. Not those Cowboys, the other Cowboys out in the beautiful state of Wyoming. Beautiful state, by the way. Have you been to Wyoming?
I have not been.
Absolutely
to Wyoming.
Gorgeous state. But Wyoming's the kind of state you gotta drive and you got to put a little Bob Seger on. Like, that's the perfect sound. Wyoming's gorgeous. And Wyoming is a lot better than the team they're playing this weekend, because everybody's better than the team they're playing this weekend. Who are they playing? They're playing UConn. And I don't care if Ray Allen shows up or, you know, Coach Calhoun. Don't matter. UConn is awful. They're 0-4, 30-point spread. Wyoming -30. Ugh. It's a big nut to lay. I get it, but I'm doing it. Wyoming 3-0. By the way, this is on Santa. You're a clown. This is on CBS Sports Network. Okay, Cowboys quarterback Sean Chambers. I like him. Lay the 30. Take Wyoming. UConn's coach quit. He literally said, "I don't even want to coach you guys anymore." UConn is cooked. Wyoming crushes them. Lay the points. All right. And that's what I mean by the low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
You got to take a terrible team, and no disrespect to the Huskies. I know they're trying hard, but you have to hope that they remain a terrible team, and they will. All right, number 4, and then we get to the NFL. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders taking on the Horns. Hook 'em. Texas 2-1. The Red Raiders 2-0. Now, got to get an over-under in Teak. We got to... Like, got to, you know, the portfolio. You need some stocks. You got to be aggressive. You need some bonds. You got to do the whole thing. Nice, diverse portfolio. You need a diverse 10-game slate as well. So you got to start getting some over-unders in here. And I'm doing that with this game. Over-under 61.5. Now, the last 3 times these teams have met, they've scored 75 points, 73 points, 119 points. This is a simple case of elite offenses hooking up and two defenses that don't have a whole lot of interest in playing defense. So they're going to score in bunches, and they are going to just flip the scoreboard. It's going to soar past 61.5, which I thought that was a real miss on the part of Vegas, to be honest with you. I think the Sharps were a little dull around the edges on that. Over 61.5. Give me the Red Raiders and the Horns to crush the scoreboard. All right. How does that feel? How's that sound?
So far, sound good, man.
All right.
Especially that last one.
Yeah, I think it sounds great so far. I'm feeling 4-0. How about Washington football as we get to the NFL? Washington, we saw him last game. Mm-hmm. Tiki's just stole one from the G-men.
Did.
Oh, the big blue wrecking crew. No more.
They wrecked themselves.
They do. They wrecked themselves, and they wrecked Sundays for their fans because they haven't won for about 5 years. They've been a doormat. But Giants played pretty well the other night. Washington's pretty good. Washington, how are they getting 7 points? That is a lot of points at Buffalo. Josh Allen, he talked about it, not playing particularly well right now, although I think Josh is going to get his act together. But until he does, I think this is something you have to kind of latch on to. I'm going to take Washington +7. We saw, once we got a little deeper into that Giants-Washington game, that Jack Del Rio, the DC for Washington, started amping up the pressure, dialed things up, and then things started working for the Washington defense. So, Taylor Heinicke. Tiki, what has Tierney been saying about Taylor Heinicke? He's a pretty good player, right?
He's pretty good, and they love him.
And that BT's a smart dude, so if he likes Taylor Heinicke, Sharp Tierney likes him as well. Give me Washington football +7. This will be a good game. I like this one a lot. 7's a lot of points for that. I'm taking the points. All right, we mentioned the G-men. First, I make fun of them. Now I prop them up. Giants, I'm going to just suspend any whatever here. Giants are going to destroy the Falcons. I think they're going to beat the crap out of them. I think that this is going to be like, I could see 31-20, 34-13, 34-17, 37-20. I think the Giants probably had their best game of the season when we look back at the end of the season. They're -3. Eli getting up to the Panthers. Congrats, Eli. Obviously, the Giants got pressure. Yet to win. Falcons yet to win. I think the extra rest here is what the Giants have coming off that Thursday game. Daniel Jones coming off his best game as a pro. Give me the G-men to at least temporarily quell the fears of their fans. Giant fans getting restless, and they should be. Giants win big. Lay the 3 spot. G-men. All right. Low-hanging fruit, maybe. I'm going to go to that theory again here. Sometimes you just have to look at what is there and not think too much. And this is more one of those gut calls that I usually have a gut call each week, and this is always supported by information, and obviously I've been studying this stuff. This I didn't do a lot of work on because I don't think I need to. Sometimes you got to look at the field and say, there's a star, that guy's a star, that guy's a superstar. And when you start doing that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rams, I believe the needle points you in the direction of the over. The over-under is 55 at a hook. Give it the over. Bucks and the Rams, over. Ah, oh, the Jets. The New York Jets. 0-2. I took the Jets. I thought they played a little bit better last week. They played horribly. Jets are 0-2. They're in Denver 2-0. Over-under. I'm not touching the Jets again until they actually show some functionality here. I'm not saying the Jets could cover a point spread, let alone win. But what I will say, this is a very low over-under. 41.5. That's low.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's and you listen. I do. You know. BT thinks that Zach Wilson's going to be very good. By the way, BT was very right about Sam Darnold.
Yes, very
despite
right
all
about
the dissenting opinions out there for years. Oh, you just defended this guy because he's not a your partner wound up being right with Sam Darnold.
No, you're right about Sam Darnold. We see it in the last couple of weeks. Sam Darnold's put up 300 yards passing,
He can pass it. He's doing great. Now, here's why I'm going to take the over, which is 41.5 here, as I said. First of all, Teddy Bridgewater playing well. Courtland Sutton, back healthy. Noah Fant, good tight end. Denver's good. And BT loves Denver. I think he did a future on Denver. I think he laid a few bucks on them to win at least 8.5 games. They'll get their third win this weekend. But why I like the number, aside from Denver's offense, is that as much as I think Wilson will be fine, he's going to make a mistake because that defense is good. I don't know if it's going to be a pick six. I don't know if it's going to be a fumble. I don't know if it's short field. That's just too low to ignore. Give it the over. Over, under, 41.5, over, Jets at Denver. Boom. All right. Raiders, -3.5, hosting Miami. What in the world happened to Miami's offense? I mean, I'm not saying it was great last year, but, man, it was trash.
O-line.
What's up with their O-line, Teak?
Terrible.
Why, though?
I had no idea.
What happened to them? No Tua, massive offensive line issues, 35 zip bills, hammered them last week, wasn't even competitive. I mean, it wasn't even close. The Raiders have the look of a team that's not going to fold in the second half like they usually do. Derek Carr right now, not saying he's leading the way, but he's on the short list for MVPs. He's playing great. And you know about Waller. When Henry Ruggs starts homing in 60-yard bombs, now you know that the Raiders are evolving and becoming something a little more interesting than they've been the last couple of years. The number's -3.5. Raiders are hosting Miami. Miami going across the country, got beat up last week. And I'm going to take the Raiders, lay the 3.5. Vegas gets to 3-0. Boom.
That one sounds weird.
Stu Getz, you like that? Do you like that call? He's a big Raider fan. Stu Getz, what do you think?
Love that pick.
Attaboy. You better not bring any negative mojo to that. Attaboy,
dude,
synergy.
I would take that one.
All about reach in your pocket.
Six.
You got millions and make a bet.
3.5 without two?
Yeah, make you got money.
Percent?
Yeah.
I don't gamble.
Well, sometimes when that happens, sometimes they lure you in. And so sometimes when it's too easy, no negative mojo. I like the spread. Don't think I didn't think the same thing. It was a little, thought it might be a little bit more, but it's not. We like the Raiders minus 3.5. Now, finally, Monday night. Burr, 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 burr. It's like a cantankerous right here now. See, Dallas, minus 3.5, hosting Philly. You know what? Jalen Hurts was good in week one. Jalen Hurts was problematic in week two. They've had some issues. Graham got hurt. Good player. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, a little banged up. We had Fletcher Cox. Or I think you and Tierney had Fletcher Cox on this week here on Tiki and Tierney. Great show, by the way. And Fletcher Cox, you know, spoke very highly about Dak, both Mississippi State Bulldogs. But I like Dallas here. I like Dallas, even without Michael Gallup. The running back spot's interesting because Pollard's starting to pop by Zeke now. And Parsons put him on the edge. He just wreaked havoc. I'm never going to say a blowout in a Dallas-Philly game. NFC East, usually tightly contested. I just believe Dallas is better. Dallas is home. It's not a crazy spread. Dallas on Monday, minus 3.5. Boom. Ring it up, Stu Getz. All right. So, in summation, here's what we got. Not one, but two Friday night specials. Give me Charlotte, minus 3. They're hosting Middle Tennessee State tonight. 49ers take it. Give me Liberty, minus 6.5. Malik Willis, 4. He's going to be the first overall pick. He's going to light up Syracuse, minus 6.5. I got Liberty. Wyoming, minus 30 at UConn. Take the boys. Texas Tech and Texas, over under 61.5. This thing's going over. Give me the over. Washington football, I'll take the 7 points. Thank you. Up in Buffalo against the Bills. I'll take the Giants to pound the Falcons and get right at least for a week, minus 3. Big Blue gets it over Tampa Bay and the Rams, 55 at a hook. I love the number there. I think the over hits in the Jets and the Broncos game as well. 41.5. Ravens minus 3.5. They'll take on the Dolphins. I got the Raiders. And Dallas, as I just said, minus 3.5 to beat maybe by 7, maybe 10, not more than that, to beat Philly. And there it is. Sharp Tierney, week 3. All the picks. Get them up on social media. Twitter, Tiki and Tierney. Instagram, same deal. Have a little fun. Great week, week 2. Bad week, week 1. We'll see what happens in week 3. Expect good things. Good things usually happen.
Yes, I like all of those. The overs in particular. Washington and the Raiders. The points don't seem right.
Numbers
they don't stack up for you, huh? They don't sound right. Washington, I think, can win that game outright. Yeah. Much less get 7 points.
If we start getting into the weeds of taking teams on money line, yeah, this thing will just evolve into complete. I mean, don't think I didn't think about that. And don't think I might not do that, by the way. when it's time to do it. All right. Again, be smart. Be sensible. Don't bet what you don't have. It's gambling. Anything could happen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Let's get the update. Dexter's on top of that. We'll come back, hit you with our week 3 NFL whip around next. Here's Dexter's update.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, TK and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Our NFL whip round coming up in a moment. Dance around all the games coming up, week three. First, though, let's answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This one coming in, Jack in Wisconsin. Sure, he's taking a little Ryder Cup out at Whistling Straits. And Jack wants to know which 1-1 team most needs a win on Sunday. The teams that are 1-1, Bills, Finns, Pats, Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Titans, Chiefs, Chargers, Washington, the Packers, Bears, Saints, and Seattle. I'd say the Chargers based on the division.
Yeah, I think we had that conversation earlier. Definitely in the division. If you go down, if you're 1-2 in that division, it's going to be really tough to make the postseason. So, Chargers.
Okay, think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're up 3-1 in the Ryder Cup. We lead two of the ongoing matches. Europe is up 1. We're tied 1. So if that stays the way it is, you know, we'll get at least 5 points, a chance to get a 6th, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. But great sports weekend. Right now it's time to hit all the games I didn't hit or Sharp Tierney didn't hit. You ready for a little whip around, Teak?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's go. Week 3, Teaky and Tierney, NFL whip round. Hit it.
The Chicago Bears, the Cleveland Browns.
All right, First Energy Stadium, 71, partly sunny. Bears 1-1. Same with the Browns, 1 Eastern. Fox, take it away, T.
Yeah, look, this is all about Baker Mayfield continuing to take those steps to become that guy that everybody thinks he is. And then on the other side, for the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields is getting his first start. Now, he's been blowing people away in training camp, and even in practice they were talking about how good he's looked throwing the ball downfield. And so maybe he finds that rookie lightning in a bottle and comes out and lights it up a little bit. But I think this Cleveland defense is going to get after him. They're going to do a lot to confuse him and make it tough on him, which gives Cleveland's offense, which runs the ball very effectively, a good chance to just bleed this one out in an easy win.
Well, let's hear from the Rook.
I've been preparing for this moment a long time, so my mindset hasn't changed. I'm still going to, you know, play like football and just prepare the best I can, like I said before, and just, you know, get a lot of practice reps in and just study, and, you know, just get more comfortable and more confident with the plays.
The Baltimore Ravens, the Detroit Lions.
All right, this one's at Ford Field in downtown Detroit, 1 Eastern on CBS. Jared Goff doing a pretty good job. We touched on him earlier, 5 touchdown passes through 2 weeks. But the issue so far has been defense, something Dan Campbell touched on during the week.
We're trying to create a defense that is, we're going to challenge you on the perimeter up front. We're going to play the run. We're going to build the wall. And then once we know it's a pass, we got to get to the quarterback. You know, I didn't feel like our rush was there when it needed to be on early downs.
And by the way, Lamar's back at practice. Ravens trying to move to 2-1. Lions yet to win. He missed practice yesterday. Any letdown for the Ravens? Off a big win. And now playing the Lions?
I don't think so. I think Lamar has an urgency in him, the way he plays and the, I don't know, what he believes is at stake. He's such a great teammate. You hear him talking about this all the time. He's unselfish, even though he is the star of this team, one of the stars of the NFL. You don't get that sense when you look inside this team. So I think, look, this is a game they're supposed to win. They should run away with it and not take anything for granted early on in the season. Get the wins when you can.
The Indianapolis Colts, the Tennessee Titans.
AFC South matchup, 1 Eastern, CBS, Colts winless, Titans 1 up and 1 down, Nissan Stadium, 77, mostly sunny. Carson Wentz, how you feeling?
Still sore, both of them, and working through it. Honestly, a lot of unknown, see how my body responds and doing everything we can. Each couple hours it's gotten better. So we'll kind of see how it continues to progress and listen to the doctors, listen to my body and see where we're at.
Does that sound like a quarterback who's ready to go?
No, that sounds like a quarterback who's trying to be healthy. And it's so hard when you're hurt to prepare for a game because you so much of your energy and mind share and your soul goes to getting healthy, and you're not thinking about the little things that could ultimately decide the outcome of a game. So, you know, I kind of feel for Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
We like the guy. He just had some issues health-wise and otherwise in Philadelphia last year. But we wanted him to have a good new fresh start. And fortunately, the injury bug comes right back.
And Colts defense better be ready on the other side. Derrick Henry getting ready to rumble through people. 240 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns already for the superstar.
Los Angeles Chargers, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The great venue that's Arrowhead, 88 and sunny. Mahomes about 700 yards and 6 touchdowns on the season, and he likes what he sees in Justin Herbert.
And his arm talent, I mean, is crazy. I mean, the way he's able to throw some of these throws, it's kind of like when you throw it, you're like, oh, I don't know if that's a good throw, and then he's always hitting it perfectly in there, so it's always a great throw.
Big game, Teak.
Yeah, it is a big game. Again, whoever goes down 1-2, you're going to struggle a little bit, but Kansas City has a chance to overcome it. And I just love Pat Mahomes. It's a great quarterback battle in this one, Justin Herbert versus Pat Mahomes. It'll be a fun one.
1 Eastern on CBS, and this game coming up might be the most interesting of the day.
The New Orleans Saints, the New England Patriots.
Oh, looking for some more intel on Jameis and also Mac Jones. And hey, Mac, how you adjusting to the new game? I'm going from Saturdays to Sundays.
You try to put yourself in a position to be super comfortable early on. And obviously, NFL quarterbacking is hard. And you just got to find ways to get better each week.
It's going to be at Gillette Stadium, 73, mostly sunny. Not many weather issues this week, which is great. No. And both teams 1-1, 1 Eastern on Fox. Jameis, 5 TDs in week one. Yeah. Week two, not good.
Yeah, he struggled. He did some Jameis things, old Jameis things, you know, throwing the ball late, you know, floating him up in the air, easy turnovers for the Carolina Panthers last week. So, look, I think that the New England Patriots have a clear advantage here. And, again, this isn't necessarily about the Saints. I'm not, you know, looking down upon their season, but the cards they've been dealt because of Ida and how it disrupted them. This is now their fourth week, I believe, or maybe even fifth, that they're outside of their home facility, mm-hmm. and they had the COVID issue last week. It's just logistically, they have it tough.
They're hard not to root for, basically.
Absolutely, but I think that it just catches up to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Little AFC North hookup, 1 Eastern CBS, Heinz Field, 70, mostly sunny. Big Ben, he's got that pec issue. How you feeling there, big guy?
I don't know how it happened. I just know it happened early in the game, and I'm going to do everything I can. Typically, when I reach for something outside the framework of my body, or, you know, try and push up off, get up off of something, the ground or something like that.
And everybody wants to focus on Joe Burrow, the young quarterback on the other side for Cincy. Joe Mixon doing a good job, almost 200 yards and a touchdown. So if he can run, open things up in the passing lane, you know, Jamar Chase will look good. Yeah. Cincy's going to have a chance to hang around
in
this game.
Since he can score, we know this. Joe Burrow is unafraid. He's not intimidated by the NFL. We saw that last year in his rookie year. Even though they were bad as a team, you know, he looks the part, and I think he looks even more the part this year, surprising us in that week one game after coming back from the ACL, not doing anything in the preseason. But this is the injury to Big Ben is exactly why we've been saying this ever since the season started, really going into last year. They have to run the ball, be able to do it better than they have currently, because you don't need that kind of pressure on an aging 39-year-old Big Ben who's getting beat up. And he's, I mean, we're two games in. We're 2 weeks in. He's already got a pec issue. Mm-hmm. So they got to run the ball better.
Moving on. Kyler Murray back on the MVP trail.
The Arizona Cardinals. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, Cards 2-0, Jags 0-2. It's in Jacksonville. It's going to be humid, 85 and sunny. And Rondale Moore's been a nice weapon so far. We like this kid. He's got a touchdown. He's got about 200 yards receiving. He's bowling.
Yeah. Look good. Kyler Murray, who's 5'10-ish, maybe 5'11", to Rondale Moore, who's 5'7". That 77-yard touchdown they had was the shortest big play in the history of the NFL.
There you go. Wow.
which doesn't matter. That. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore.
Interesting fact.
It is a great fact. But that play is typical of what you expect now from this Arizona offense, whether it's Kyler Murray doing it with his legs or finding DeAndre Hopkins or now Rondale Moore, who is just a blazer. You had him on before the draft. Yep. And he just, the dude flies, man. So
strong, too. Runs through people.
Yep. Big play opportunities will be abound for this Arizona Cardinals team. And Kyler Murray is still trying to enhance, as we said earlier, his MVP chops. And if he stays healthy, there's no reason that he can't be in that conversation.
The Seattle Seahawks, the Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, it's go time for Minnesota. They've had two tough losses, but they're still 0-2. U.S. Bank Stadium, the scene, as they host the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks, 425 Eastern on Fox. And here's Mike Zimmer on his quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
I think he's done a really nice job of getting the ball in the right place. You know, his leadership has been a lot better this year, just the way he's going about his business, and but not just being to himself, but being around the guys more.
Yeah, he hasn't been the issue. Tyler Lockett, obviously a weapon for Russell Wilson, 280 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns in 2 games. And Seattle's defense got knocked around against Tennessee.
Yeah,
bad loss.
Yeah, Seattle, you know, they had that game in hand. Tennessee ground their way back to a victory. You know, it's very rare that you see a team come back and win that way without throwing the ball around the field and doing it on Ryan Tannehill's arm. They did it on Derrick Henry's legs, which is just telling of how they play. The Vikings are, I mean, I still like them, but they have to find a way to win this game. It's at home. Seattle is really good, but if the Vikings want to be anything, they can't start this year 0-3.
The Green Bay Packers, the San Francisco 49ers.
This will be fun. This is Sunday night, 8:20, NBC Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara. It's going to be dry, 76. Matt LaFleur, been a little up and down so far. What up, coach?
There's definitely room for improvement, but there is in every area right now. It's still early in the season, and trust me, we are working our tail off to get everything fixed.
And will we see a little Trey Lance behind Jimmy G?
Maybe. He played some Kyle Shanahan played some gamemanship, not playing him last week at all, so he's not on tape, but he's on tape week one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Packers have a lot to get ready for. I mean, other than the Buccaneers and the Rams, this is one of the most anticipated games of the weekend, the Sunday night matchup with the 49ers and the Packers, simply because of the expectations for both of these teams. A slow start for Green Bay, but the rebound, stellar rebound for them. And 49ers are 2-0 right now. So both teams look good.
There it is, our week 3, Tiki and Tierney NFL whip around. Good stuff. Again, if you want to get the picks from Sharp Tierney, Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney. Tiki's doing the NC State game tomorrow, so you're flying out tonight.
That's right.
All sorts of fun.
Oh, woo! Nailed it.
Nice shot. It's a good start. I like it.
Oh, woo! Nailed it again.
Oh.
You're off. Oh. You're off. You're so low.
I got one more. I got to just bring it up higher.
Oh, dude, too high. You're terrible.
Oh, man. You knocked down both.
I did.
All right.
It's going to be a fun weekend, hey, though, regardless.
The bet, it's official. Goal and a half, right? Around the horn. Stu Getz, we're good. Santa, you're
good.
With me.
We're good. We're good.
Goal and a half, we're good?
We're good, man.
Let's go Breckenridge. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Have fun. Safe, sensible, and sane. Safe flight out there to NC State.
Thank you, brother. Have fun with all of your child activities this weekend.
Soccer games, football, baseball on Sunday. Cannot wait. Everybody enjoy what your weekend has in store for you. Enjoy the games. We'll catch you on Monday. Safe, sensible, sane. See you. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.